You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again, Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events most of all. Thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guests. Corey Miner's in the house. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Glad to have you with us as well. David Blair, the Alzheimer's Orange County. Welcome.
Great to be here, Ron.
Glad to have you with us as well. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. And you know that we celebrate every single day on Ron Siegel Radio. Corey, you were just making this comment that, every day is a good day.
Every day is a good day.
Got to celebrate every day. Well, today we are celebrating, and I will confess, it's Mitchell's fault. Today's celebration is all Mitchell's fault. Well, it's National Blame Someone Else Day today, so I can get away with that. But after the broadcast this morning, or whenever you're listening to it, I think I might indulge in some apple pie. Today is also National Apple Pie Day, and having beaten anorexia, I might indulge just a little bit, just saying, have a little fun there today. Markets, not another pleasant day in the stock market. Dow Jones down 42 points right now. Mortgage rates, they are going down as well. The U.S. 10-year Treasury, a good indicator of that 10-year Treasury at 172.8. Not heading in the right direction. Labor Department reports prices at wholesale levels rose 0.2%. The economists, they were 33% wrong. That's kind of a norm right there. Commerce Department reports retail sales. This was another miss, but on the positive side, 1.3% above last month. The economists expected a 0.8% rise. Now, remember, consumer spending, that's 70% of our GDP, so that's a good number. Consumer sentiment was up as well. So got a little bit of good news in the markets. Interesting that the Dow is dropping on good news. Kind of interesting always watching that. Oil prices down a little bit. Obviously, here in the state of confusion, we still pay too much for our gas prices. But that's just because we keep electing the same people over and over that continue to stiff us. I still haven't found anybody that can give me other than, Benedict Arnold Schwarzenegger could probably answer this question for us. But why is it that we are paying more in the state of confusion for gasoline than they are paying in Hawaii? There are no refineries in Hawaii. They have to ship the oil to Hawaii. Yet we pay more money here. 279.8 national average, 221.3 is the average for the rest of the country. Thanks, Benedict Arnold. Unbelievable. Speaking of some of our politics, I think we might have to get the... remember that show, I think it was Dragnet? They had a great theme song. I should find that every time we talk about Hillary. Other than the fact that she comes into the studio periodically, and we do hear directly from her. Yep, there she is. Showed up once again today. Her team is preparing for the worst as she finds herself in a bunch of legal problems. And now, did you hear this one? Again, I can't make this stuff up. I am not nearly that good. I'm a simple guy. But Hillary's out there telling everybody, they're just doing a little bit of a background check from the FBI, 150 agents. to see what she's up to. Director Comey comes out and says, yeah, this is called an investigation, Hillary. And her team, five members of her team now going in front of the FBI. Already seen that hackers have got into her servers. New email comes out. I don't know if you're going to hear this one on the Main Street media. There's a new email that shows that Hillary Clinton requested her aides to call her on unsecured phone lines. Unsecured phone line. Interesting. I wonder what they wanted to talk about on an unsecured phone line.
You know better than that.
Yeah, Hillary, you got a little bit of a problem here. And now we're even seeing that, you know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Chelsea Clinton is in the news. Her husband, even more so, Mark Mezvinsky, persuaded clients to pour cash into his struggling European country fund. And now they've lost 90% of the money. 90% in the hedge fund is gone. I wonder who was investing in those hedge funds. But hey, you know something? Maybe Chelsea can go to mom and dad. They can give another speech or two, visit another Persian country, get another $100 million or so, and the world will be right. Unbelievable. President Obama is back in the news as well. You know, President Obama has not realized yet, maybe after he gets out of the presidency, he'll realize that it is the presidency and not the dictatorship. So the latest executive order is now mandating where we can and cannot go to the bathroom. The president, that has nothing more to do with his time than worry about where we're going to the bathroom. So here it is. The president has mandated that young men going to high school, if you just say that you identify with women, you can go in their bathroom and their locker rooms. Now, I don't know about you. I've shared this before. I was young a long, long time ago. And if we could get into the girls' locker room, that was a good thing. Right? I mean, that was what we were going for. You know, you're a teenager, you're young. And the president now says it's okay to do it. Except in Texas, because Texans are the first to flush the president's directive on school bathrooms. Thank goodness some things are just stay where they should be. I don't know. I just cannot get behind this whole thing. And I have no problem. I could not care less about someone's sexual orientation. It's not my issue. I just don't care. The issue is that there's probably my guess, and again, I have not done a scientific study, I'm sure there are significantly more sexual predators out there than there are transgender people. The sexual predators are the ones that are going to use this law for their benefit. And, you know, I don't have daughters, but I do have nieces, and I don't want the government to be saying, hey, it's okay if anybody that wants to go into the bathroom with them is able to go in the bathroom with them. Just my personal opinion. I'd be very interested to see what your personal opinion might be. Speaking of personal opinions, Donald Trump, yeah, he's in the news every day. But the fun part of Donald Trump is he says, it's none of your business what his tax rate is. Now, I'm just a simple guy. He filled out his election forms stating that he made $340 million last year. I believe that was the number. My guess is even if he pays 10% in taxes, that's probably more money in taxes than you paid. I know it's more money than I paid. So who cares about the tax rate? Go over to Vons. Go over. Try and do anything. Try and run the federal government on a percentage. It does not work. It takes about $4 trillion U.S. dollars to run the federal government. I don't know. Wait. They collect $4 trillion. They spend about $4.5 trillion. Just the way the math works in Washington. But it's a dollars game. It's not an issue of the percentage. Yeah, Warren Buffett, he creates all these hypocritical funds and puts his money into a charity. Well, the Clintons put their money into a charity too, right? 10% goes to the beneficiaries, at least in Warren Buffett's charities. The money goes there. But he says in his first book, if you read it, the reason I created the insurance company is because it's a tax hedge. Yet he says, go out and we need to raise taxes because my tax rate percentage is less than the sector. I wonder if his secretary gets paid as much as Buffett pays in taxes. And so who cares what Trump's tax returns look like? I guarantee 9 out of 10 people couldn't read them anyway. But we will end our rant this morning on a good note. And I saw this just in honor of Corey. So we will share this story. But Corey, I bet you can get behind this. Oracle founder Larry Ellison is giving $200 million to USC for cancer research.
I can get behind that.
Right? I mean, it doesn't matter what school it goes
exactly,
to.
Exactly.
Good things from good people are good no matter where they are. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, financial markets. We're going to talk to Corey Miner. What's he doing after his football career? How's he helping folks out there in the community? We'll chat about it. David Blair is here to chat about an event coming up with Alzheimer's Orange County. Chat about that one. Housing market. We got a little snapshot there. Considerations for first-time home buyers. And personal finance experts champion the reverse mortgage. All that and more. You can reach us anytime. Off-air number 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio and on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990.
800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by the VIP Hero Program. VIPHero.com. It is for our first responders, military, active, retired, reserve, teachers, nurses. We've got a whole host of people that will give you discounts when you buy houses, sometimes as much as $5,000 to $10,000 in rebate money just by letting us know that you are a hero of Ron Siegel Radio, and we will put you in touch with the right people that will participate. Considerations for first-time homebuyers is our conversation this morning. Number one factor for first-time homebuyers is the all-important money, money, money. Well, you got to have some of it if you're going to buy a new house. It doesn't seem to work too well without it. But nowadays, you have to have the cash. You've got to have be able to document your income. It's just it's not quite like it was a few years ago where you could fog a mirror and get a loan. But you don't need a down payment. Veterans, we've got great programs for you. No down payment required up to your county lending limits. Others, there are down payment assistance programs, grants. You don't have to have money either. But the idea here is, number one, make sure your debt is in line. Make sure you have some money in the bank, maybe a little reserves. You don't want to, it's going to cost you less to buy a house than it is to get the down payment for your new lease. Get a budget going, decide where you want to go live. Do you want to live in the city, in a high rise, in a condo, in a single family residence? Talk to a loan officer, determine what you can afford. A lot of great information there. And then go start shopping. Don't start shopping before you know what you can afford. It's not going to be a pleasant experience for you. That is the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by the VIP Hero Program. So we do have an opportunity every once in a while to not only have a good time, bring in some great information, and do a little bit of fun with folks on radio, but and just because I got the soundboard, I get to do some of these things. But and being that we're being videoed, I feel somewhat safe. I mean, Corey Miner's in the house. Played for Notre Dame.
Thank you.
We would much rather have you over on the USC sideline in the NFL. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it, Ron. Great to be here.
Glad you're here. So tell us a little bit about your career. How did you get to Notre Dame? Sure. Was it just a matter of, you know, say, hey, raise your hand and that's all you have to do?
Sure. No, I actually believe it. I 6 years old, I had this dream at six, and I wanted to go there. I would sit Indian style every Saturday morning, eating my eight bowls of Captain Crunch cereal, and I watched this TV screen with these golden helmets and this fight song. I had no idea where it was at.
It wasn't the same fight song.
No. Ours is much better. Much better.
Okay.
And I was glued to the TV, and I said, Mom, one day, Mom, I'm going there. You know, and she's like, son, come on, you're not even coordinated. It's not possible. You know, come on. And I said, Mom, no, I am. I'm going to go there. And really, when I got to high school at 14, I just kind of kept that dream with me at the age of 6 to 14 through high school. I worked my butt off, my tail off. Of course, many nights of crying and in disbelief that I can actually do it. But, you know, it worked out, panned out. And I remember the day that Lou Holtz came to my high school, Bishop Mount High School, he came through and walked the campus, and I almost, you know, peed in my pants, you know, seeing him on campus. I was so elated and shocked by it, and he offered me a scholarship, and the rest is history. I'm truly blessed and thankful.
So the first theme that I get out of that one is setting goals.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, you can't go nowhere. You can't achieve anything. You can't progress. You can't move forward. You got to know where you're going. You know,
that's a great coach, too.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, just a great person who told me, really, literally, in my home, at our coffee table, said, listen, told my mom, said, Kim, if your son can find a better place to go to school, right, play quality football, get a top-notch education, and do something great in the world, have him go there. And it was like, where can we sign?
Well, I mean, he came in with a little bit of an advantage.
Yeah,
and that was your dream.
So I was sold already.
And you know something? It's a great, we heckle about it, and it's always good-natured fun with, you know, the battle, me being a USC
sure,
fan, but
sure.
It's a great institution.
It really is. I tell people all the time, listen, whether you're a Notre Dame fan or not, you got to go see a game there.
Oh, yeah.
There's just nothing like it nowhere else. It's a beautiful place. Pristine. It's just gorgeous, you know, and the colds are cold. You know, being from L.A. boy, it was rough for me. Yeah, I think my first winter was -70 with the wind chill.
Yeah, I remember that winter. So, I was back in Chicago a couple times.
It was rough.
But you know something? It's when you see a goal achieved.
Yeah.
That's got to be the ultimate, right? And then you go to, and especially when you have that school.
Sure.
Now, Lou Holtz wasn't there when you were six, was he?
No, he was not. Yeah, maybe Dan Devine. I don't know. Somebody. I don't remember.
Yeah. But I mean, so it wasn't sure. Lou Holtz, but no. Lou Holtz being a great, great coach, a great sure. mentor. I mean, you still listen to him. I was just listening to him probably a week or so ago.
Sure.
Very funny. I mean, he's talking about the idea that he says, every day is a good day, especially if he wakes up.
Yeah.
At his age. That was his comment, not mine.
No, sure.
So what'd you do after Notre Dame?
So I went to Notre Dame. I drafted by NFL and for the 49ers, played five seasons there with the 49ers and the Carolina Panthers, and enjoyed that time as an NFL guy and I'm an NFL alum. And really realized that at the end of the day, that for me, that was a stepping stone. You know, I don't think it was God's plan to have me be there more than 5 years. It was really just, I really believe it was like, hey, Corey, I'm going to give you these 5 years to figure out what you want to do with your life. And I'm going to put you here for 5 years. You better figure it out by then.
Yeah.
You know, I love the NFL time. Great friends, you know, great stories. Made a decent living. Can't complain there. But from there, my dream just kept overflowing, you know, and I wanted more. I wanted to do more. I wanted to be involved in more. And from there, I just really started to understand business, really. You know, I started, the first book I read was Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Robert Kiyosaki.
Nice.
Changed my world, you
sure.
know. And then I became, you know, like a sponge and engulfed with, immersed with business and success and personal development and all that. And so that was a springboard for me for sure.
So where did you get the idea or where was the mentorship or leadership? Because one of the things that, you know, we talk to David Meltzer on the show all the time, Sports One Marketing. And one of the big challenges that probably 90% of the NFL alum have is they lose all their money sure. within 5 years.
Sure.
Right. You ended up going a route of reading a book, getting a mentor, yeah. following a path and hopefully it's successful.
Sure.
Where's the breakdown that the other guys aren't following that same your footsteps there? Was it from the college experience or where do you think that comes from?
I think for me, it was mainly realizing that just knowing that one day it'll end, you know, and when it ends, I still have 67 years of my life to live.
Right.
You know, so that was a major factor for me. Then I had so many mentors, like you said, that were successful. You know, I had friends who owned real estate companies. I had people that I knew who owned mortgage companies and people who were in finance. I said, man, this is like, you guys are kind of printing your own money. I want to do that, you know? And so I really start to learn the game of life and business, you know, outside. And for me also too, I had this kind of motto that I wanted to be different. Most athletes always sat in the back of the class. So I sat in the front. Mm-hmm. Most athletes wore a hoodie. So I didn't wear a hoodie. Most athletes would never go to, you know, office hours with teachers. I would go to office hours. Most athletes never raised their hand. I would. I just want to be different. And so when people always say, you know, you athletes, well, not Corey. We're all you athletes, but Corey. All you athletes. But I wanted that.
Sure.
I wanted to be totally different than anybody else, you know? And so I said, okay, well, how can I set myself apart? What can I do? Everybody else is going on vacation in the offseason, you know, doing that and the other. I was doing internships in the offseason when I was playing ball. So I really wanted to just engage myself in life and understand like that, okay, what's my next move? You know, NFL is a great milestone, but I wanted to do more and bigger, better things. And what would that look like?
And so, what does it look like?
So for me, yeah. So I left the NFL and I did some financial planning for a little bit. And that was a lot of fun. Then I got into the franchise world. I used to own Domino's Pizza franchises for a while. I had 5 stores. So I was a multi-unit owner with Domino's Pizza. And that was great. I really enjoyed it. But 120 employees and me just don't mix. You know, the 18, 19, 20-year-old, the work ethic in me, we just couldn't work out. And then you know, I had 2 stores with 2 girl managers get robbed at gunpoint.
Mm.
And it was time to go. And my wife said, what's the next move? And I said, I think I want to be a speaker. She said, okay. So I literally, I remember I went Sunday morning, I went to my office, my home office. I turned on Tony Robbins. I turned on Les Brown on YouTube. And I was there for 7 days. I never left the office. I watched them profusely on YouTube all day, all night. Literally by next Sunday, I came out, I'm going to speak. I drafted my whole speech, you know, in that time, in that 1 week time. And I put information on Facebook. People, oh, you're a speaker? Yeah. What's your fee? Oh, 2,000. That's it. We'll book you. Oh, that's it. I better raise it, you know? And it just took off, you know? And I got into speaking and I said, you know, I want to do some coaching. I think I can share some insights for people who want to, like whether it's personal development or whether it's a business. And so I got into the coaching business and started coaching entrepreneurs across the globe. And, you know, I do that to this day. So I'm blessed now to be an international speaker, sales trainer. I have quite a few coaching clients that I coach across the globe. And I wake up every day with a mission to serve and I get paid well for it. I can't complain.
Isn't that a great thing when you can do what you enjoy, what you have a passion for? Maybe that's the whole thing right there, is find what your passion is.
You're so
and
true.
Obviously, the thing that I'm catching, we talked about the goals early, but the other thing is it seems like everywhere along the line, you've had a plan and a work ethic.
Sure.
Right? I mean, we're going to talk more about that when we come back with Corey Miner. We'll also talk about Alzheimer's and what that's doing in our – maybe we can try and end this thing. That'd be a good goal, Corey.
That'd be a great goal.
Wouldn't that be a great goal? You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we've got all that on the docket and more. You can reach us anytime. Off-air number, easy for me to say. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel and the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Are you ready to overcome your biggest blocks with money and time? Your solution? Big Profits Now World Summit. The best skills and strategies to double and triple your business profits without doubling or tripling the work. This summit has gathered 24 experts specializing in business growth. It's a free online event that's happening now. Go immediately to claim your free ticket at BigProfitsNowLive.com. Enter your name and email and receive these free video interviews directly to your inbox. Again, that's BigProfitsNowLive.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA to 79564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Just text ATP to 79564, ATP to 79564. Little survey there, and we will put together your household board of directors. These are professionals that are in your neighborhood, real estate, tax advisors, CPAs, financial planners, estate planning attorneys. Hopefully you don't need a family lawyer. Hopefully you don't need a bankruptcy attorney, credit repair. All these people should be part of your household board of directors. It's free. Text ATP to 79564. Little snapshot we got this morning, put this together on the housing market. And I'll just give you a few highlights so we can get back to our conversation with our guests today. Home sales up 1.5% year over year, up 5.1% month over month. Economics 101 still in play. Demand is still much higher than the available housing inventory, which declined. Inventory, that's the amount of houses for sale, declined 2.2% from March of 2015. And this is the 49th consecutive month with year-over-year price gains. So if you hear that prices dropped or did not go up as much, it's kind of like a federal budget. When they say that they cut the budget, that means that they're spending a little bit less than what they planned, but still more than what they did before. So prices, yes, they are up. Maybe not as much as everybody wants them from time to time, but they are still up. Median home price, this is national, don't get sick, Southern California, but the median home price, $222,700. The median home price, unbelievable. And that's up 5.3% across the country. Remember, here in the state of confusion, CoreLogic is telling us that our home prices should be appreciating by 10.2% over the next 12 months. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text ATP to 79564. We will put that group together for you. I'm going to talk this morning, David Blair, Alzheimer's Orange County. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you with us. So what is it? I mean, obviously, we somewhat understand Alzheimer's. I mean, we know many of us have had family members or people that have been afflicted by the disease. What does a organization do? I mean, are you guys involved in the research, or are you trying to in support? What does Alzheimer's Orange County do?
Yeah, Alzheimer's Orange County is actually the leader in both the care and support for people with Alzheimer's disease here locally in Orange County. It's estimated there are about 5 million Americans who have Alzheimer's disease, and over 84,000 of that 5 million actually reside right here in Orange County.
How many is that?
Over 84,000 Orange County residents with the disease.
Wow.
Yeah, it's nationally ranked as the sixth leading cause of death here in Orange County. It's the fourth. So,
and that's to me, that's kind of a misleading number, because I know that, you know, I'll just get personal. My dad had, and I guess they really don't even know the definitions, right? I mean, they told us anyway that, you know, any one of the cognitive diseases, you really don't know precisely what it is unless you do an autopsy. But his cause of death on his death certificate, I think, said cardiac or congestive heart failure or something like that. But we know that it really came from something else. So when you say sixth national, fourth in Orange County, that's a low number, I think.
Yeah, it definitely can be. There's also a lot of misdiagnosis. There's lack of the ability for a family to maybe even get any kind of proper diagnosis, period. A lot of secretism or trying to keep things just within the family. So the number is absolutely considered to be low.
Are we starting to get more on the fact of people realizing that there's a legitimate disease here as opposed to just being senior citizen or getting old?
Yeah, I think that's the most common misnomer, is that Alzheimer's is a normal part of aging. Alzheimer's is absolutely not a normal part of aging. It is absolutely a disease that not everyone needs to go through. And unfortunately, it's currently one that has no cure or no treatment. So it's difficult.
I'll talk to Corey about this as well, but where in the world, you know, the Alzheimer's, and is there studies being done with the issues of Alzheimer's and concussion?
Definitely. With brain injury, there are many different types of dementia that we have found links to. So there's absolutely connections there. It's as I'm sure Corey would attest to, there's definitely an enter at your own risk when it comes to any kind of active sport in which you're going to have.
Sure. The reason I brought that up is obviously the NFL has their big issues right now with concussions. Sure. And I was listening to an interview probably 6 months ago, maybe less, with Joe Namath. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about the benefits of the hyperbaric chambers for these head injuries. Are you seeing that through the Alzheimer's organization? Is it still too new?
A lot of that's still being researched, and it's hard to give you specific.
Okay. You just wonder because, I mean, I know in my case, and I'm sure that a lot of the NFL players do the same thing, is you grasp at a lot of straws. I mean, I went to USC with my dad. I went to local doctors. I went out to the desert, and I used to say to my mom, I said, what are we trying to accomplish? We've already heard the same thing from so many doctors. Just we're hoping for a miracle. Right. And I'm sure that you hear that a lot. And I'm sure in the NFL they're looking for that as well, because, you know, it's an ugly disease.
It's an ugly disease. Mm-hmm.
So what do you have coming up? I know there's an event coming.
There is. We have our Walk for Alls. It's our largest fundraiser, all to support the numerous programs, services, educational events, support groups that we have available free of charge to the community. We serve such a large part of the 84,000 that are affected here. And the only way we can provide these free services is by the support through events like our Walk for Alls.
Now, when you talk about the services and the support mm-hmm. groups, is that family support or is that for the patient that are coming to those?
Both. We have different resources that are used for either the caregiver or for the person who's suffering from the disease. Oftentimes, it's just a matter of getting the person with the disease in a support group with other people who are going through it, activities. We've been doing a lot with music. We're finding that one of the last parts of the brain to be affected by Alzheimer's is the creative. So often incorporating things like music is a beautiful way to hold on to something, as well as art, painting. We have a program called Memories in the Making. Wonderful program.
Interesting. So where do the programs take place at?
Many of them take place at our office in Irvine. So it's, and once again, they're free to the public. These are things we try to get people to sign up for, whether to be educated about what Alzheimer's disease is, or to actually get involved. And if you're directly connected to the disease, we're there to help you.
Okay, so the Walk you said is coming up. That's the big program. Mm-hmm. When is it? Where is it?
We have three different locations. One's in South County. It's actually at the Laguna Niguel Regional Park. And that's going to be on Saturday, October 22nd.
Okay.
So in the morning, it's a fun, beautiful walk. Huntington Beach, right there on Beach and PCH. And that's going to be Saturday, November 5th. And then our largest walk, which is at the Angel Stadium, you actually walk on the field, see your face on the big screen. And that's going to be on Saturday, November 12th. Beautiful event. Last year, we had about 12,000 people in attendance at that event.
It's a lot of great information there. Mm-hmm. Do you go out? Does Alzheimer's go out to the doctors, the medical community, and chat with them as well to try and... One of the big things that I know we found going through through our journey was that we just didn't know what we didn't know, and we didn't know where to get the information that we didn't know.
It's true. And a lot of doctor's offices don't know if this isn't their specialty. They also don't know. So absolutely, we do outreach to physicians constantly to make sure they understand what we're there to provide the people who are battling this.
And it's amazing how much better you can do with the relationship with your loved one with a little education.
Absolutely.
Right. We were talking about this before we went on air, that nobody wins a battle, you know, a logical battle with somebody who's afflicted with this disease. Right. And that's so many people try to correct them or educate the afflicted, and they don't even know that they're, you know, really doesn't fit.
Yeah, it's called compassionate communication. It's understanding that the person has a deficiency in an area and being willing to take the higher road on it. If mom believes that she has somewhere to be, it doesn't hurt to work with her to allow her to believe that and without arguing with her.
Interesting. It's great information. We're going to have all the information about these upcoming walks. Obviously, they're toward the springtime or the fall time, I guess it is. Mm-hmm. I can't figure these things out. But later in the year, we'll make sure we keep David coming back to share more information, see what we can do to help on this disease. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. More with David Blair and Corey Miner when we come back. We'll also talk about some other issues. How about reverse mortgages? We always talk about that one, but that might be a good topic for us as well. You can reach us anytime. The off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us on facebook.com or on YouTube, Ron Siegel 1. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by VIP Mortgage. When you are ready for a new mortgage, VIP has all the programs for you.
One day out of bankruptcy, one day out of short sale, one day out of foreclosure, they've got it, as well as the first-time home buyers. And yes, of course, the reverse mortgage as well. More and more people are starting to realize that this is not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. The rules changed back in the 80s. They are not nearly the same. Then no one's taking your home away from you. It is just a financial planning tool. And it was very interesting. I caught the glimpse of an article recently, Time reported. They actually had a columnist, Jane Bryant Quinn, who's a personal finance columnist, came in saying that, you know something, this is not the same as what it used to be. There are some benefits for the folks that not only need money, but those that want a better use of their money. Maybe it's to eliminate taking Social Security at age 62 and waiting till age 70. That's a $500,000 decision. A lot of people don't think about that concept. How about instead of paying taxes on your 401k, using the equity that's in your home? It's all your money. It all goes into your financial plan. Think about those concepts. And the other one, obviously, and I can tell you this firsthand, the cost of taking care of a loved one. If you're doing it at home, you can figure right around $26,000 to $30,000 a year for caregiving services. If they need to go into a facility, you're talking right around $90,000 to $95,000 per year. Now, think about those numbers and think about our society, because we plan for our kids, you know, college and weddings and education. We plan for our own retirement. If you're in the sandwich generation, mom, dad, if you're blessed to have them still with you, think about this concept. How many parents do you have? One, two, husband and wife, four, eight, right? We live in a divorce society. Think about it. Those are big expenses. You need to be using every asset you have within your financial planning. And I'm not saying you need it, but be planning for it, because it's a lot. Once you're there, it's too late to plan. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by VIP Mortgage. Continuing our conversation this morning, David Blair is in the house, Alzheimer's, Orange County. We've been chatting with Corey Miner about what he's got going on after his NFL career. Corey, it was great chatting, listening to you during this last break about becoming a speaker. And, you know, you often wonder, when I was a younger person, I did a lot of computer consulting. And people would often ask me, you know, why are you doing that? What qualifies you to do it? And my answer was, number one, I like it, and I'm not intimidated by it.
Sure.
How did you get into the speaking? And, you know, Tony Robbins is out there, yeah. And you've got his disciples. I think everybody and their uncle worked with Tony Robbins.
Right.
Right. And you already shared with us that you studied 7 days nonstop with all of his materials. Sure. And there's another gentleman. Les Brown.
Yeah.
Okay. So what made you decide to do it? And what is your focus? Are you focusing on the same exact things they do, or are you in a different world?
First one, the focus really was I wanted to do something that I can give back. I felt that I've done some great things in life. I've been knocked down quite a bit in life, and so I can give both perspectives. Yeah, right? I can give both perspectives. I come up very meager beginnings, so I can give both perspectives and talk about drive and the art of winning and how to go get it and the tenacity you need to have to be successful in life. And so I really just kind of said, okay, I'm going to make a point to do it. I'm going to decide to do it, decide. I'm going to take action. You know, that's really what it was about. And then, you know, the Tony Robbins and the Les Browns of the world, you know, I put them on a pedestal. They're really fantabulous. What they do, but I do a lot more sales stuff. You know, I come from a team oriented atmosphere, right? I played pro sports. I've been around teams my whole life, so you know I know how to develop great teams. And so I do a lot of real estate, title companies, mortgage, car dealerships, because they're teams, right? And so you know I can take your team from good to great. I really believe that, and I've done that. I have stuff to prove it. And so for me, I get in there and give them about an hour of go at it, let's crush it. You know, no excuses. You know, none of that. Let's just go make it happen. Let's talk about strategies that work, and let's talk about how you become great. And if you're willing to put the work in, I know that if I'm in front of your team, they're going to be successful, you know?
Well, one of the things you're talking about is a little different, because I get invited to go to a lot of these different events. And one of the things that drives me crazy from a personal standpoint
you go to these motivational events and you walk out, everybody's rah-rah and they're hyped, but nobody has, they've given you that magic bullet, the silver bullet, but nobody has the gun, so to speak, right?
Yeah, sure.
What you're talking about is a little bit different because you're talking about, this is the how-to.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Talk about that a little bit. Yeah. I mean, the team, I mean, it's good to be excited about yourself.
Yeah.
But how do I monetize that?
Yeah, so what I do in my program, which is different than other people, so when you bring me in to speak, I give you 4 months of training on top of that. So a lot of people give you a speech and then you're done and don't see you ever again. So when I come in a speech in my package of what you bring me in for, I'm going to give you 4 months of training on top of that to go along with what I gave you for that first hour and a half of training. So people just find so much value in that. Like, okay, so you told me this and now I can talk to you next month to really implement it and put strategies in place. And so for me, I think that's what's really been kind of taking my program to the next level, because he's not just coming in and giving you kind of a one shot. Okay, we'll pay him this money. He's gone. We won't see him again. And it's like, oh, he's back next month and he's back next month. And then there's emails, there's follow up. So I really want to be engaged with my people. I'm not just kind of, I want you to succeed. So it's not for me. I don't benefit when I come in and speak and leave and like, well, Corey was great for an hour, but I don't remember anything. And what do I do next? No, but man, he came for an hour, gave us tons of value, gave us some free books. Then we have them for the next 4 months at our disposal to use them. And they can text me outside. Hey, Corey, I'm going to this. What do you think about this? Boom, I respond back. So I believe in giving massive value, you know? And so at the end of the day, you know, I want to do the work and give the work. And I know that I really believe that at the end of the day, I'm the best guy doing it, you know, and that's just how I believe.
It's very interesting because one of the things that you said right there, I hear so often, and it's, you know, I talk to a lot of real estate people. I talk to a lot of mortgage people. I talk in a lot of different areas, and I've taught classes to people on how to do a radio show.
Sure.
And I've had people say to me, well, Ron, why would you teach somebody that? And I said, well, 92% of them will not implement.
Yep.
8% implement. So when you come up and say, you know, that word hit right there, hit to me, that, you know, having a process within your program to force that implementation with some responsibility, right? If you're going to call them, if they know, hey, I got to talk to Corey next month, I better do something.
Oh, that's so true. That's my coaching clients, man. They know, like, oh, man, I didn't do what he asked me to do. And I gave it to him. Like, I'm on him. Because listen, you can't get better if I don't.
Sure.
You know, I'm not going to hold your hand because you're a grown man, grown woman. But at the end of the day, if we have results to get done, we got to get them done. So, for example, I had a guy who was 2 months in the coaching. He says, Corey, my goal is the next 6 to 8 years to put away $8 to $10 million. And so we got into coaching, and I was like, last month, what you do? You know what I mean? I don't see the vision you want. I'm not seeing the action.
Right.
So we got to turn it up because I don't need to be here.
Sure.
I love money. Money can, you can help others with money. That's why I like money, to give back to others. But I don't want to take your money if you're not going to do the work. I don't want it.
Right.
I want to do the work too. And I want you to get where you're going. So you can say, dude, that guy right there, if I didn't have him, man, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. I want to have that, you know, my people. So at the end of the day, listen, you got to put the work in, you got to put the time in. I know for me to do that, my program can't just be an hour long and bye-bye. I want to follow up with some detailed strategy session for the next 4 months. So boom, you hit it running. And I have had a lot of success with it thus far.
Sounds like a great way of doing things. I mean, we're going to make sure we have all of Corey's contact information right there on our Facebook page because, boy, think about it. Too bad you don't have any energy, though, Corey. I mean, I gotta love that energy. And David, what do you got? Anything coming up? I know we got the springtime items. Anything real close for us to work on?
We do. We actually have one of our signature events is called Visionary Women. I don't know if you know, but nearly 2/3 of people who suffer with Alzheimer's disease are women.
Wow.
And that comes predominantly because women live longer. So they're more at the forefront of this disease. And we have a program called Visionary Women. We have an event on the 20th of this month. That's next Friday. And it's called Our Visionary Women Caregivers Luncheon, and it's such a beautiful event where we honor caregivers, and we have the legendary Glenn Campbell's wife, Kim Campbell, who will be speaking at this event.
Oh,
and
it's
at Rancho Los Lomas, which is a beautiful zoological gardens in the foothills, and you can find out more information by visiting alzoc.org.
Beautiful. And we'll have to get all that information posted right there on Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook to promote that as well. And that's May 20th.
May 20th, Friday, May 20th.
And then the very next day after that event, join us May 21st. It's an event called 22 to Zero. I've talked about this before, about our military men and women that are committing suicide, 22 of them a day. Our mission is to go to zero. We've got that ride May 21st, Saturday. So join us for that as well. Great program today. And be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. Thank you to our guests, always. And a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.